Last week, the CAC announced a new immigration target of 50,000 people for 2024 and 2025, instead of the 60,000 they'd previously floated. But the big surprise on Wednesday was a new language requirement for temporary foreign workers. These workers will now have to pass an oral French exam if they want to renew their permit after 3 years in the province. Agricultural workers are exempt from this change. The CAC and the PQ say it makes sense that workers speak French while in Quebec, but the Immigrant Workers Center says the new requirement is unrealistic and unfair. I spoke to Chulky Yoon of the Immigrant Workers Center about how the change is going to impact the thousands of temporary foreign workers already in the province. Here's our conversation.
This week, the federal and provincial governments announced new immigration targets. And along with new immigration targets, this week, Quebec announced a new language test for temporary foreign workers. What do we know about that language test so far?
So actually, the language test itself, it's not a new thing. The new thing is that the test is now imposed to the temporary foreign workers too, because of the language test. The result of the language test was required for the immigration process to get the CSQ certificate de sélection du Québec. To get access to the permanent status, so it has been required since very long time. So the test itself is not new, but imposing it to the temporary foreign workers, it's something new.
How realistic is this language requirement? Where are temporary foreign workers typically coming from? And in the IWC's experience, you know, how much French do temporary foreign workers get exposed to when they're on the job in Quebec?
That depends on the sector. So in terms of the statistics, the biggest number of people are coming from like Latin America, including like Mexico and Guatemala. But most of them are working in the agricultural sector. And also a lot of people are coming from the Philippines, like including the caregivers, home caregivers, and also all different sectors. The sector of work, employment of the migrant workers from Philippines is really diversified. And also over the last recent years, there's a growth of the temporary foreign workers coming from Africa, particularly the sub-Saharan regions. So for those who are coming from sub-Saharan Francophone countries, the French itself, it's not a huge problem. But still, it's a problem. I'm going to tell you later. And for those coming from Latin America, of course, it's not easy. But compared to those who are coming from Asia, and it's relatively accessible because it's still in the same Latin language category. For those who are coming from Asia, it's really, really difficult to reach the required level. And also their working conditions does not allow to improve substantially their French language, because in many cases they are isolated and they are exhausted. So in that situation, it is difficult. To reach the final level 7 to get the permanent residence, it's in most cases almost impossible. And level 4, it's much lower than level 7, but it's so difficult. And particularly those who are totally isolated, like caregivers, it's almost impossible.
So the test that temporary foreign workers are going to get, the French test, it's been billed as, you know, just conversational French. I think the Parti Québécois even said that it wasn't enough just for someone to be able to order a coffee or a beer. That's the kind of level of French this is being billed as. But you're saying that for workers and especially caregivers, this is a really high barrier.
Yeah, it's already really high. So level 4 itself is not easy if they did not learn the basic level of French before they come. And their working conditions here does not allow to improve substantially their French language. And also, even though it's only oral test, still there are two sections, as oral expression and oral comprehension. And also that is important to know that the oral comprehension section is based on the online test. So that means the candidates that they have to take the test on the computer. So for those who are not familiar with using the computers, they don't get the result corresponding to their level. And actually, so we have seen so many cases where native Francophone people who came here who speaks French far better than me, but who don't reach level 7 to get the immigration. So on the one hand, because level 7 is already high, but also the modality of the test itself is for those who are not familiar with that, it's not easy.
If the temporary foreign worker program, the workers are coming on closed work permits, now they have, if they want to stay in Quebec more than 3 years, they have to do this language test to meet this new requirement. What are you hearing from workers about this change? Is there a kind of sense of frustration of having such a hard time becoming a part of Quebec society, but then also being asked to contribute in this new way, meet this new requirement?
Yeah, for non-Francophone workers, migrant workers, it's a disaster, frustrating situation. Because, so particularly with the consultation at the beginning, what they said is that so this consultation is more focused on the permanent immigration, not on the temporary side. So that was what they announced. And during the consultation, there have been a lot of critics about this approach, because there is a growing number of migrants with temporary status in Quebec, and the increase, particularly within the temporary foreign workers program, the increase was much more important in Quebec. The most important in Quebec is far more important, almost triple than the average in Canada. So actually, it's the government who really promoted, and so the people they came here, so based on their promotion, so actually including the IWC and most of the organizations helping the migrants, so their main demands was that facilitate their access to permanent residence. Most of the workers within a temporary foreign workers program, they cannot get permanent residence, and while the whole majority is like more than 80% are in the unskilled jobs, and they will, at the end, will never get access to permanent residence. For example, if you compare the number of work permit holders that re received it in Quebec from 2015 to 2022, so particularly in the temporary foreign workers program, those who got a permanent residence, it's just 1.83%. So less than 2% get access to permanent residence, and 80% will not get the permanent residence, but still they have to reach level 4 in Quebec. And in that sense, actually, there's no interest for them. While they cannot live permanently in Quebec, but staying a few years as temporary foreign workers, but have to reach their French level, take the test, there's no interest, real interest for the temporary foreign workers in this situation.
What would it take? What would incentivize workers to actually learn French? If this is the big goal of Legault and the CAQ government, what would the IWC and the workers you represent, what would you like to see that would be a good solution for workers and also allow them to participate more fully in Quebec society? What would need to happen?
Rather than excluding based on the French level, we have to facilitate their learning process. And first of all, getting the permanent residence, so stabilizing their life, it helps. It gives more chance to learn French better. So instead of excluding with high criteria, facilitate their access to permanent residence, and then give access to French class, etc. Then it'll help to improve the real French. And also, working conditions affect a lot their access to Francization programs. After the intense working hours, and often there are many people who are working like overtime, 10 hours, 12 hours, and also for accumulating jobs, like two jobs. What they say is that actually they don't have enough time and energy to learn French. So that's the biggest condition. So the government said that they are examining the way to imposing kind of obligation to the employer to give access to a French class within the normal working hours, but they didn't present yet the detailed approach. So that's a good approach, but to which extent it'll be put in place, because we know that still there are so many employers who are not following the rules and laws already in place, then how they can impose and ensure the good functioning of the approach is a question. And also the financial aid, because there's a kind of financial support for those who's taking the French class. So the access to the financing itself, the financial support itself is limited, because for full-time workers, it's impossible to follow the full-time program. And also the amount is so limited. So if you do the calculation, it's around like a $7 per hour, which is less than half of the minimum wage. So that does not make sense. So to support their access to French classes, so at least it should be doubled at least, and make it easy to get access to financial support.
So what I'm hearing from you then is the CAC needs to put its money where its mouth is and really support workers in learning French and improving working conditions, or else this is just politics. It's not going to change conditions on the ground for people.
Yeah, so without ensuring the kind of conditions, it will be just a tool of excluding the majority of the temporary foreign workers.
That was Chilke Yoon from the Immigrant Worker Center about new Quebec immigration requirements for temporary foreign workers. You've been listening to the Local Journalism Initiative Roundup here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca.